Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I don't live in New York City. I've always wanted to live in New York City, you know, kind of like Friends and Seinfeld and all that. I just thought it was cool. Will and Grace, you know, you could go to a show and you could take a cab to go to North, Uptown, West Side, East Side, whatever. I'm vaccinated. So if I go to New York City, it looks like as long as I'm vaccinated, I get to have extra liberties that other people don't. According to de Blasio, in September, I'll get to go into a restaurant and eat if I want to. I'll get to go to a gym if I want to because I'm vaccinated. I'll get to go to a performance. I get to go to a show. If a family member of mine isn't vaccinated, maybe it's because there's no vaccine yet for that age group, they can't go. So they are going to be banned in New York City from going inside a restaurant, from going to see a show, a performance, working out at the gym. And so they don't get those liberties. Is it because they're not U.S. citizens? Is it because they weren't paying taxes? Is it because they're criminals? Is it because they're illegal immigrants? No. They're just because they weren't vaccinated. They didn't get the vaccine. I never thought in America that would be a opening statement. I didn't think ever on my show in the 11, 12 plus years I've been doing radio, I never thought I would have to say that, you know, some of you will be able to enjoy certain liberties and some of you won't. And the fact of the matter is people are really on this mandate bandwagon. I'm pro-vaccine. I think the vaccine protects people from hospitalization and death. Not to 100% of a degree, but it protects you significantly. I just think it should be a choice. I don't think people should feel forced, coerced, discriminated against. Which means many of my African-American patients in Alabama, Mississippi, and Wisconsin that are hesitant on the vaccines by their own choice, if they want to go into a restaurant, they are going to be told to leave the restaurant. If they want to go into a gym, if they want to go into a performance, they're going to be kicked out. Now, I know everybody thinks, well, it's just the Republicans. So all we're doing is kicking out Republicans. We're kicking out white males. You're not. You're kicking out Hispanics. You're kicking out children. You're kicking out African Americans. Are we really starting to do segregation all over again, except under a different guise? You want to come and eat here? Did you get the vaccine? No, I didn't get the vaccine. Look what they did to my family. No, I didn't. You leave. So what? There's going to be a restaurant of white people who are vaccinated and minorities that might have declined the vaccine get kicked out. Well, according to New York City, that you will not be served. You cannot enjoy these things if you haven't been vaccinated. You have to require proof of vaccination. This is going to Mayor Bill de Blasio. Customers and workers will have to show proof that they've had at least one dose of the vaccine under plans to pressure New Yorkers to get a shot. The policy will go into effect August 16th, but inspections and enforcement won't begin until September 13th. And that's when the public schools reopened in the fall. De Blasio said this is a miraculous place full of wonders. It's full of discrimination. And if you're vaccinated, all of that is going to open up to you. Isn't this something in like a horror movie? I have a gay friend who is very concerned about the vaccine because of something that happened to his family member. So you are going to not allow an LGBTQ person who wants to come in there and eat. You're going to kick them out. Well, because they weren't vaccinated. We're not kicking them out because they're gay. We're kicking them out because they're not vaccinated. You know, when is it a person's choice? Well, it's because unvaccinated people are spreading the virus. Well, vaccinated people are spreading the virus too. Now we have data that vaccinated individuals are spreading the virus. So there's going to be virus in that restaurant. Are you saying that a vaccinated person's breath is better than an unvaccinated person's breath? They're starting to look at the viral loads and it's looking more comparable. Now, at first, I was thinking, all right, vaccinated individuals could spread the virus, but it's at a smaller degree. But we're being told that, no, many of these cases of clusters are in vaccinated individuals. So you're going to have vaccinated individuals still get together, still spread COVID, but you're going to discriminate. Because you say that an unvaccinated person is going to spread COVID. I'm a doctor. You need to explain that one a little better because I am not going to participate in any discrimination or segregation. There's no way. I'm not going to do that. And you might say, yeah, but we're only discriminated against white Republicans. No, you're not. You're going to be discriminated against everybody. Do you even know the populations that aren't getting vaccinated? So you're going to have a mom and a dad and they're going to have their baby. You're going to kick that baby out? This doesn't make sense. And he says this is a miraculous place full of wonders. I've never seen a city go back so many decades. Those looking to catch a Broadway show or get in a morning workout will have to pull out a CDC vaccination card or an app like the Excel Sizer Pass, proving that they've had at least one shot. Now, you know, there is a huge underground market of fake vaccines cards now. Don't know how many of them are circulating, but there are people that they're making money selling. We saw what happened in California. I think it was a doctor that was signing off on them. What's going on here? What are we trying to do? Honestly, if I ask a public official, what are you trying to do? And they're trying to say, we want to limit the spread of COVID virus. Then will somebody study all these vaccinated individuals that have it and kind of relay to the public that vaccinated individuals can spread it too? People are going to have to take it upon themselves to protect themselves. But you can't force it and you can't segregate. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY, don't go away.
This report is sponsored by IBM. You may know that Michael J. Fox has Parkinson's disease, but did you know that this condition affects more than an estimated 6 million people globally? In 2000, Fox launched the Michael J. Fox Foundation for Parkinson's Research, and over the past few years, the foundation has been working with IBM researchers to accelerate the discovery of critical information about Parkinson's disease. And now, this collaboration has reached a significant milestone. IBM Director AI for Healthcare Jianying Hu explains.
In our latest work, we demonstrate a new AI model that identifies typical symptom patterns of Parkinson's disease. The model also characterizes the progression of these symptoms in timing and severity. Hopefully, by using machine learning, clinicians and researchers could have a new tool to better assess and predict the varying progression of symptoms in Parkinson's patients. They can then better manage and treat the disease, as well as identify the best candidates for more targeted and more effective clinical trials.
For more, visit IBM.com/research.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to my producer, Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So Linda asks, are we going to be out of the woods by 2022 at the very earliest when it comes to COVID? So, these questions are tough to answer because last year we thought summer of 2020, COVID might slowly go away. Some of us thought, some of us were like, by the end of 2020, it'll get better. Nope. You know what? Let's wait till flu season 2021. Here we are, August of 2021, and we have rising cases. So, sadly, the pessimism is out there, and I don't know what to say, because it seems like every month or two, we have a new variant. And I'm very frustrated, because I can't be optimistic until we solve the problem of where this virus came from. Now, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. But there has been proof that the previous SARS outbreak back in 2002, Singapore felt it originated in a lab. People died a couple years later in a Chinese lab working with SARS. So lab accidents are common. So I would not be surprised that this was a recent lab accident. According to the GOP senators who are on this committee making a report, they said that they believe the lab accident, I had thought it was the summer, right, of 2019. They say September of 2019. They think that's when it occurred. They were studying Google searches of symptoms. And if this wasn't usually the time of year for flu and for pneumonia, and hospital records have been washed, sometimes you could, you know, go to other means like, you know, Google searches and other things like that. But they also found that millions of dollars were going to be spent overhauling the bio-waste system and filtration system of a lab that was just built a couple years prior. So they think something happened. And so, you know, whether you want to believe the evidence or not, I just don't understand why, you know, it happened to that degree. And then we get these mutations, these variants with very similar mutations, by the way, and these countries. Then all of a sudden, well, there's a new variant and it grew in this one country, like India. Now, I'm not saying China planted it and India could have created a variant of the virus. It happens. But this Delta variant originated in India. And this is the one we're dealing with now. Do we have any more clue on the origination? Have we had patient zero? Was it just, oh, wow, well, somebody had a virus and the virus mutated and now that the virus spread to everybody else. I mean, this is a huge pandemic of a variant. And I just wonder, I mean, it's a specific variant. I just wonder if the same process that might have happened with the first original COVID is happening now with this one. So my optimism is going down by the day. I don't want it to. But until somebody figures out, and the World Health Organization should have been on this day one, as to what the heck happened in China, and why all of a sudden these variants are popping up, have the Lambda variant coming out of Chile, Epsilon variant in Southern California, Gamma variant in Brazil, Beta variant South of Africa. I mean, I'd really like to know where these, you know, did we ever figure that out? And if there was a lab leak, was it a lab leak of just one single strain, one little baby strain? Or was it a poof of a bunch of strains? I think we need that clarity. So apparently there's a poll showing optimism, and nearly 50% feel that the COVID crisis is getting worse amid the spread of the Indian Delta variant. They say the percentage of Americans pessimistic increased as well from 3% to 45%. And optimism dropped from 89% down to 40%. Some cities like L.A., San Francisco, reinstituting mask mandates, Las Vegas, in Nevada, the state, has now brought back mask mandates, whether you're vaccinated or not. And this was a Gallup poll, and the survey found a sharp decline in people who feel the coronavirus is getting better. Well, that's, I know some of you are like, well, no duh. You know, yeah. But why is it? Is it because the Delta variant is taking hold? Or is it because they're learning that the vaccine isn't making you virus-free? I had a patient this morning, was talking to her through telemedicine, and she has all these symptoms. And I'm like, were you vaccinated against COVID? She's like, I was. I feel horrible. Well, you know, but we both concluded that hopefully she's not going to be hospitalized, that the vaccine helped in that respect. But people got vaccinated, and they took that risk, taking an experimental vaccine, thinking that at least they can move on with their lives. You'll get your life back. And people are realizing they're not getting their life back. They're back in masks. They might not be back to work. People aren't coming back to work. So they still can't, you know, hire people and have their job as a manager. You can't get your job back as a manager or as a business owner if workers don't come back to work. So I think the pessimism is a slew of things. And this light at the end of the tunnel was promised to us as long as we did everything the government said to do. And we did. So, now what? Well, I take a look at the numbers, you know, and I'm looking right now. Hospitalizations are up. Death rates up. Cases up. Going on throughout the world. Indonesia, Iran, Spain, Russia, UK, India has another 42,000 cases. Not as bad. India, not as bad. But still, they're still dealing with cases. And as the world is battling cases, that to me means that this isn't going away by 2022. Maybe by next year, we might, hopefully, if the majority of the world gets vaccinated and the virus decides to mutate to a weaker form, or somebody finds who could be leaking these things and stopping it, I think then we will see the light at the end of the tunnel. But I think we're going to be in for a rough fall. I think we're going to be in for a rough winter. And if it's not COVID, we're going to have flu. So my pessimism is also based on, look at what America did with COVID. What are they going to do when kids start dying of the flu again? Are they going to shut down schools? You know, once if you shut down schools for COVID and kids weren't that affected by COVID, mind you, I get that because it was a bad virus, but, you know, gosh, let them go back after a few weeks for crying out loud. You know, or do small group settings, or, you know, have outside learning. There were things they could do where kids could still, you know, learn without, you know, being at home for months on end. But we know kids can die of the flu. So what's going to happen this fall and winter if COVID isn't dominant? Flu comes back. So I don't have the data yet from Australia on what's going on with flu. Keep in mind, if a lot of people are doing telemedicine, they're not getting swabbed. If, you know, people are vaccinated for COVID, they feel flu-like illnesses, they might not go and get swabbed. So we're also going to have an underreporting of numbers, which also makes me pessimistic because I'd really like to know what the true numbers are. The real true numbers I really want to know is how many vaccinated individuals are walking around with COVID. Because then you could tell us, look, okay, quit mandating vaccines, telling us, forcing us to get vaccinated, when we're still spreading the virus vaccinated. So the CDC has added 16 countries to the do not travel list, including the U.S. Virgin Islands, Greece, Ireland, because of rising COVID cases. And vaccinated people can still go as long as they wear masks. So CDC added Greece, Ireland, St. Barts, U.S. Virgin Islands to its very high risk list where people shouldn't go on Monday. The only countries it says are safe mostly ban Americans like entering, like Australia. In June, the CDC had lifted most of its travel advisories because vaccinations among Americans, you know, were going, and now they're even up higher. But now that we know that you can still transmit COVID if you're vaccinated, now I think you're going to see many more countries say, we don't want you now. Yeah, I mean, at first, these countries are like, we need the tourism dollars. You're vaccinated, good. That means you're not going to spread virus. But if I'm vaccinated and I can spread the virus, why would a country want me to come in there? So I think the lockdowns are going to start coming again. I'm sorry, but I'm hoping not the citywide lockdowns, but in terms of countries. So we'll keep you posted on that. Taking your calls and your questions, keep them up. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
To stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver
is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo committed several acts of sexual harassment that violated federal and state law, including the very regulation he signed and promoted in the aftermath of the Me Too movement. According to a long-awaited and devastating report issued Tuesday by the state attorney general, Tish James. The report, released after an investigation was launched in March, concluded that the accusations of multiple women, many of them former or current state employees, were credible. Attorney General James adding,
Governor Cuomo's administration fostered a toxic workplace where staffers did not feel comfortable coming forward with complaints about sexual harassment due to a climate of fear.
The Senate slowly moving toward final votes on a sweeping $1.2 trillion infrastructure package. You are listening to USA Radio News. It's been more than 6 months since President Joe Biden took office. Senate Minority Leader and Kentucky Republican Senator Mitch McConnell offers his review of the president's time in office, beginning with the economy.
Mostly what they had to do was not get in the way. So where are we 6 months in? The U.S. economy has broken some recent records, mostly the wrong ones. Inflation just clocked its steepest 12-month increase in more than a decade.
The White House saying they believe prices for goods will go down as the economy returns to normal. Today marks 2 years since 23 people were killed in a mass murder at a Walmart in Texas. The city of El Paso planning to commemorate the tragedy with a bell-tolling ceremony, Healing Garden, and Luminari display tonight. The 23-year-old suspect in the shooting has yet to stand trial. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We were back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of our listeners had listened to me talk about being at a conference in Vegas. I live in Vegas, so I love it when we have conferences here. And he had said that he kind of noticed the same thing, that there weren't a lot of options, restaurants. Things still kind of looked like a ghost town. And it's not. Yes and no. Vegas is still very, very thriving. When you go on the Strip, there's a lot of energy. There's just a lot of, happiness. People are smiling. People are having a good time. But he is right that there's a lot of store closures. There's a lot of restaurants that are down, closed. And so when I had walked through, some of the shops on a Friday night, and I mind you, Saturday night is probably a little busier than Friday night, I was amazed at how quiet it was, and I expected to see more people. And so, Vegas is still thriving, but it's definitely different than it was. And so people are concerned about inflation. They're concerned about prices. I think we are going to see, I don't think we're ever going to see normalcy. Everybody said, oh, we're going to have a roaring 20s. We're going to see normalcy. I don't know, unless maybe by mid-decade. But I think things are going to change, you know, because of variants and because of masks. You know, we started to boom in the spring where we were having concerts, games, graduations. Now, we still kept the COVID style, but, you know, we started to go back. We took off the masks, and then the Delta variant made our way. Although we started doing that, even though we knew the Delta variant was in another country. So I think many people were just so fed up that public officials are like, well, let's just prove it to them. Let them go ahead and have fun and do whatever. And then when the variant comes back, people will want the masks. Again, we don't need the government telling us what to do. I think we're smart enough. If you want to protect yourself, you wear a mask. Yeah. If you don't want to get sick, don't go to the club. If you don't care about getting sick, you're vaccinated, you feel like your immune system is good, it's up to you if you want to go to the club or not. It's on you. So I am worried because a lot of restaurants are closed. I don't see as many staff. I see restaurants struggling, you know, to get staff in. And if they can't get staff in, then they can't deal with the demands. And I think many people also are sick of the prices. And the prices are just going up. It is getting so expensive. Or the price stays the same, and what you're getting is really, really small. And so I think we're going to see a whole different, we're just going to have I think we're going to see businesses approach things differently. I mean, look at what's happening with medicine. I spoke to a patient who said that her insurance plan lost a whole bunch of doctors. A whole bunch of doctors left her insurance plan. Is it that they left that insurance plan, or did they leave medicine? Because the average person I know completely closed up their practice. I closed my practice years ago. Luckily, I had the foresight to get out. Obamacare is kind of what incited me to do that, because patients didn't have, you know, the high deductibles. So if the insurance company isn't going to pay me and patients can't pay, you're going to go under. So I left before that happened. And so, you know, medicine, you thought that you could go to a little family doc on the corner street, maybe in some small towns. But now it's business run, a different provider each visit. Or your insurance is telling you to go through telemedicine, to call a doctor online. Somebody who's never met you, somebody who's not examining you. Now, I give the best care I can over the phone, but medicine has changed. And what was unheard of in the olden days, saying you can't examine a person over a phone, is now commonplace. Yeah, examine them over the phone. Get clearance. Meanwhile, people are like, yeah, no fever, I'm good. Any chest pain? Nope. Let me go back to work. Let me go do my surgery. We need some objective findings. So we need to examine you. We need to do some tests. So medicine's changing. Inflation. They say surging prices for used cars have been a major driver of inflation this year. They say signs that those price hikes might be shifting into the reverse that could provide important clues about where inflation is headed next. They say price dealers pay for used cars at massive auctions across the country. And these prices finally dipped in June after hitting record highs. Well, maybe it's because people aren't buying another car. A lot of people might have bought a car because they're going to, rather than fly, start driving more. Those drops in wholesale prices bode well for those in the market for used Jeep. Retail prices for used cars still surged in June, but the fall in wholesale prices suggest that what consumers pay may likely start to fall soon. I hope so. Rental cars are expensive. Tickets are expensive. I heard one of my friends had to fly just from one state to another, and the ticket was already at $350. $350. But then again, when you look at gas, so let's look at food. PepsiCo looks like it's going to ditch their juice. The soda giant is going to be selling its Tropicana and Naked Juice brands for $3.3 billion to private equity firm PAI Partners following a 36% drop in sales over the past 10 years. Now, I stopped buying Naked Juice because it had too much sugar. I like the idea of my kids getting some vegetables, but it has a lot of sugar. So a lot of consumers are steering clear of fruit drinks because of the high calorie and sugar count. Many are opting for beverages like seltzer, plant-based milks, fresh pressed fruit, and vegetable blends. So juice consumption has taken a steep decline, or people are just drinking the alcohol straight up and not mixing it. I'm seeing a lot of that, too. So juice consumption has had a steep decline over the past decade, falling 19% from 3.4 billion gallons to 2011 to 2.8 billion gallons in 2020, according to Beverage Market Corporation. PepsiCo will keep a 39% non-controlling stake in the brands in a joint venture. This is valued at $4.5 billion, according to the Wall Street Journal. But interestingly, I haven't bought soda for a while. One, because of the health. But two, because it's expensive. I remember you could get a 99 cents a 2 liter. Now, 2 liters are $2.53. I'm not going to spend that. And I don't want the kids to drink soda. And I don't want to drink soda. So it's interesting how when things are cheaper, people will, you know, might buy it. But I noticed with juice is getting expensive. So I'm like, drink water, people. When you go to a restaurant, how many of you ordered an iced tea or a soda? It's $4.50 in some places. $4.50 for a refillable glass. That's ridiculous. $4.50 used to be a meal. I could make that my... In fact, I keep telling you guys this. I had $6 in my pocket, and I had to use that $6 to eat for a week. So I bought a loaf of bread, a loaf of bread, a tin of milk, a stick of butter. I bought a loaf of bread. I bought some turkey ham. I bought a small quart of milk and cereal. I was able to do that with $6. And I made myself sandwiches at lunch, and I had cereal for breakfast and dinner. And then maybe I had somebody take me out on a date so I could get a free dinner. But I mean, that's a lot of money just for soda pop, $4.50. So, I think we're going to see more prices go up. I also think as people are seeing what's happening with COVID, one is they're going to want to recoup their losses. But two is they're going to think that at any time we could close again. You know, one thing I learned early on is whatever money you're making now, you won't have later. Nothing stays the same. So whatever, so if you have a good job, don't blow it by calling out all the time. Work that job because one day you won't have that job. And there are people that have lost jobs, not because they stink, but it's just because these places want to save money. So I would say inflation's going to stay, or shrinkflation, where the prices will stay the same, but you're going to get a much smaller object. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So 3 visitors have been hospitalized after an iceberg wall collapsed at a Titanic museum in Tennessee. It's no joke. Just there's the Titanic, and there's an exhibit, and there's an iceberg. Well, apparently the iceberg wall collapsed and hurt visitors. The extent of their injuries is not known, and the museum has been closed following the incident at the Pigeon Forge Museum near Knoxville. Museum owners Mary Kellogg Jocelyn and John Jocelyn said their thoughts and prayers are with those who are injured and their families and friends. They say tonight, the Titanic Museum attraction tweeted, "Tonight, an accident occurred at our Titanic Museum attraction at Pigeon Forge Our iceberg wall collapsed and injured three guests who were taken to the hospital. At this time, we do not know the extent of their injuries. Needless to say, we would never have expected an incident like this to occur, as the safety of our guests and crew members are always top of mind. We take pride in the quality of our maintenance and have measures in place to ensure that appropriate safety guidelines are upheld. At the time, our pigeon forge attraction is closed. Our thoughts and prayers are with those who are injured, as well as their family and friends. This is from the owners. So they don't know why the iceberg wall collapsed, and that's obviously pretty concerning. The museum, it kind of recreates the historic areas of the Titanic. There's about 400 historical artifacts from the vessel and its passengers, including the ship's famed grand staircase. So I guess that's where it is. And so I saw a Titanic exhibit in Vegas. It was at the Luxor. It was fantastic. I don't know if these are rotating exhibits where they go city to city, but I could swear I've seen the actual staircase. Huh. Anyway, they say as visitors touch a real iceberg, they walk the grand staircase and third-class hallways. Oh, so it's a recreation of it. They reach their hands into 28-degree water, try to stand on the sloping decks. They learn what it was like on the RMS Titanic by experiencing it firsthand. Yeah, that is intriguing to know the water, you know, because you hear about it and you're like, all right, well, you know, the water was cold, but still Rose was able to kiss Leonardo in the water. I think they kissed. I don't know, or they held hands. But 28-degree water, that's cold. Have you ever stuck your toe in 70-degree water? 70-degree water can make you hypothermic. 80-degree water can make you hypothermic. So imagine 28 degrees. And then try to stand on sloping decks. So the Pigeon Forge Museum opened in 2010. It's situated 30 miles southeast of Knoxville. All right, well, hopefully these people are okay, but that's some pretty scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also, we're hearing that a ship has been hijacked by Iranian forces off the UAE coast. This was just days after an Iranian drone strike in the Gulf. So this hijacked ship is called the Asphalt Princess. The UKMTO earlier today reported a potential hijack in the Arabian Sea. The Royal Navy-affiliated agency said the incident involved a tanker off the coast of the UAE. Not much other information has been provided. Tehran called reports suspicious and warned of false atmosphere against Iran. Now, this, again, comes just days after an oil tanker was struck. Now, Britain, Israel, and the U.S. blamed Iran for the strike that had left two dead. So, not sure what's going on, but things are definitely heating up. So, the people have looked to Biden as, you know, how's he been managing the COVID crisis? How's he been managing foreign policy? I don't have much of an opinion because I just don't think he's the one running things. He just seems to be, he's actually admitted, he does what he's told, he will answer only the questions he's supposed to answer, he gets in trouble for talking to reporters. I get it, it's a joke, you know, I'd love to tell you, but I'll get in trouble. I mean, I know people use that, but he literally doesn't go off the cuff. Kamala Harris is supposed to be managing the border. I give him credit for the vaccine rollout. Or people behind the scenes give Trump credit also for Operation Warp Speed. But we are being told that his approval rating has dropped another 10%. As COVID cases grow, mask mandates return, inflation surges, when the, quote, summer of freedom was kind of a false promise. So apparently this comes from a Harvard-Harris poll. Biden's approval fell from 62% in June to 52% by the end of the month. They blame the COVID possibly causing more of it. They say his disapproval rating overall is still 43%. They say that the Biden's post-inaugural honeymoon is officially over. That's according to the poll's co-director, Mark Penn. I don't know, because I really didn't hear a lot of people excited about him being in office, just like with Trump, you know, won. Not, you know, you have haters, you have fans, and you have haters. So I never really kind of noticed, but an issue that, you know, if I was a Democratic strategist and I was advising Biden, I would just say, be consistent, be consistent, be consistent. If you are going to start, you know, mandating, right, people wear masks, mandating vaccines, you know, having them excluded from things, you're going to then need to have a stronger message at the border. If 30% of migrants are saying, no, don't give me the shot, then, you know, they too can't go to the colleges, go to, I mean, you know, there has to be, you know, if a unvaccinated American is being denied entry, why aren't unvaccinated migrants being denied entry? Well, if you think it's stupid to deny anybody entry based on their vaccination status, I get you. I understand that. But you can't, you know, discriminate against one and not, you know, I mean, you can't discriminate against anybody. You can't be picking and choosing groups of people. Same thing with, you know, these variants on the rise. Well, Mexico has cases. Colombia has cases. New variant in Colombia. I mean, we're trying to control the variants. We're already instituting more travel advisories. Yeah, we've had over a million immigrants or migrants plus coming to our border. Many of them accepted, and those are just the ones we know about, not the ones that came over illegally. So when I ask people who supported Biden, you know, do they miss anything from Trump, or do they miss, you know, what are things they want to see? They're really worried about the economy. They're worried about people not going back to work because of the extra incentives. They're worried about how, you know, the vaccine isn't doing what we thought it would. I think it is in terms of keeping most of us out of the hospital, but it was touted as, look, you can rip off the mask if you're vaccinated. Well, you're still carrying the virus. So I think there has to be a lot more transparency. Also, I think Biden has to look like kind of, you know, like he's in control. He's in charge. Formidable. That was a cluster with what happened with Putin and the cyber hacking. Why are you giving him a list of things not to hack, pretty please? So, I don't take these polls seriously because everybody made it sound like Biden was going to win by a landslide. You know, there's a lot of people out there that like Trump. But, you know, we have a lot of work to do. Governor Cuomo is refusing to step down, but it sounds like you have both Republicans and Democrats asking him to step down after New York Attorney General Letitia James revealed her 168-page report from multiple witnesses and two objective investigators. Cuomo had kind of chalked it up to, well, I'm old-fashioned. Well, he's old-fashioned. Kissing people, touching their breasts allegedly, grabbing their butts. Okay, that's not the old-fashioned stuff we want bringing back. So, no, I'm not a fan. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.